Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So you ever get those emails or somebody fills out your contact form on your website and says, hey, you know, I'm just casually checking, but would you like to be number one on Google? And, you know, occasionally I get playful and try to answer them back and say, but dude, I already am number one on Google. If you search interactive marketing, my website comes up. If you search my name, I have the whole first page. And if you search bacon, sometimes I show up on the first page. Now, it's usually my Google Plus articles, stuff that I'm doing about Google or putting things into Google Plus that show up. But you know what's funny is most of those emails come from Gmail and half of them bounce. So I kind of stopped doing that. But anyways, I'm here to talk about Google. Google is an ecosystem. And Google Business is part of that ecosystem. Now, there's a whole bunch of pieces. Obviously, analytics, AdWords, Google Docs, Google Drive, Google Slides, Google Forms. I mean, there's so many different pieces to this. But it really is a big ecosystem. So how do we make the most of this asset? Because being found number one on Google is awesome. It's going to help you get found when people search for specific keywords. But let's face it, Google is in the business of making money. How do they make money? They make money via AdWords. So it's your job to use the tools that they provide you to make the most of it for you and your business. They do this because by using their free services, you're feeding them information that they can use to better sell their AdWords. So let's figure out how to start taking advantage of this. The first thing you have to do is create a Gmail account. It all starts with Gmail. So I have, you know, brian.basilico@gmail.com. If you want to communicate with me, you can do that. Sometimes you can get your full name. Obviously, if you have John Smith, it's going to be a little bit harder. So what you got to do is you got to make sure that you start with that Gmail account. That becomes the foundation for everything that you need to do. Now, the next thing you want to do is go to Google and go to business.google.com. Everything on Google starts with google.whatever.com or analytics.google.com, adwords.google.com. It's the way that it works. We're going to start with business. All right. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that you claim your business online. Claiming your business means that you're controlling the asset that is the information about you and your business. Now, it starts by looking at maps because that's what Google bases a lot of this stuff on. If you have a home-based business, don't worry about it because you don't have to give away your home address. You still want to claim your location. You can actually turn that off by saying, I serve customers at their locations. Then Google will show your location as a vicinity, but not a direct map to your address if you want to do that. But you want to own that location. That becomes the base of your Google business profile. From there, you get a whole bunch of other things. You get insights, which is how many people are searching for what you're doing, and it'll show you how people are interacting with that. You get reviews. You get a whole bunch of other things, and you can integrate all of your other properties around that. Now, the next thing that you have is Google brand pages. If you start out with something like, I've got my location, now I can add other brands. And those brands include, for me, Not About You, my books, Brian Basilico, the speaker, social network consulting, my courses. There's so many different things that you can do. And you can create a different brand page for each one of those. But they're all built upon that main location first. The next thing that you can do is you can integrate your YouTube account into your business so that your videos that you're putting up are going to show up on your Google Plus brand page. Now, let me step back one step, and that is you're going to have two different Google Plus profiles all under that Gmail account. For example, I have Brian Basilico first, okay? I have my own name. And then my business, B2B Interactive Marketing, is the location page. So I have a personal page, I have a location page. And then I can add all these brand pages on top of it. If I so choose, I can post different information to each one of those brand pages, or I don't recommend this, but you could post the same information to each one of those pages. Now, you've got all these different brands set up. You've got your personal account. You've got your business account. It sounds like a lot to manage, but really it's not. You just need to have a system set up so that you know where you're posting, when you're posting, and what you're posting. That's it. Now, the next thing that you can do, like I said, is integrate all the rest of the things inside of Google with that account. It starts with your personal account, but you can have your YouTube account associated with your location page or your brand pages, or you can create separate YouTube channels for each one of those pages. You decide how all of that integrates. And now you get to some of the heavy hitting stuff. Analytics. Your analytics is based on that Gmail account. So now you can set up Google Analytics for each one of your websites. I've got 22 websites. Why? Because I have so many different things I'm doing. For example, I've got B2B Interactive Marketing, which is my main business. I have BrianBasilico.com, which is my speaking business. I have NotAboutYou.com, which is about my books. I have Internet Marketing Success Kit, which is my checklists. Every time I create a new product, I'm including a new landing page and new website specifically for that because I want to be able to track how all of that stuff is working. That's what Google Analytics does. And if you want to take it to the next step, now you have Google AdWords, and you can start creating AdWords based on all of that information and start promoting them to go to a specific page or a specific location. So that's what I mean by Google Business is an ecosystem. All of these things work together in concert. So how do we make the most of it? The way we make the most of it is first by starting. Claim your business. Stake your claim. Make sure that you're going in and getting your Gmail account and that you created that location business first. Then you can add brand pages on top of it and make sure that you're filling out all the information. Email addresses, websites, the profile photos, the header photos. Do everything that you can to get as much information in on Google as possible. Why? Because the more information you feed Google, the more they index what you do and the better off you're going to be as far as when somebody is searching for what they want. Hence, by loading Google with information that they can use to better market services in the form of AdWords and advertising and research and big data, the more they index what I do and the higher up the rankings it gets. The more you interact with Google, the better chance you have of getting found. That includes your websites, your blogs, your podcasts, whatever you do. The more you feed Google great information, the more Google will repay you with search capabilities. Now, the bottom line is there's never been a search engine in the history of the world that's ever bought anything. You have to make sure that the content that you're posting to all of these different locations, the videos, the blogs, the podcasts, are geared towards your perfect audience, the people that are actually going to interact with you, because Google can drive traffic back to a property. But if that information is so laden with keywords and mumbo jumbo that people don't understand, it's not going to work the end result that you want. That is to create a brand that people want to interact with, engage with, and it's not going to help you make any sales. So make sure you're making the most of your Google platforms by signing in, logging on, and putting in your info. Now, I know this is a lot to cover in 10 minutes because Google is a like expansive universe, but start somewhere. Get a Gmail account and claim your local business. Trust me, it's a huge hassle. If somebody else does, it's a real pain to get Google to jump on and help you get control back. So be proactive.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.